Hi, team. Welcome to the Life and Safety Podcast. This podcast is for you if you're a safety professional interested in the safety field or just looking for a few safety tips and a good story or two. Your host, Jimmy Rios, has stories and advice on everything from CPR and safety training to flaming lizards and favorite TV shows. Are you ready? Because we're ready. Let's go.
All right. What's happening? It's your boy, Jimmy, with another episode of Life and Safety Podcast. Got Megs with me like usual. What's up, Megs?
Hello.
Today's topic is that doesn't go there. Use your imagination, and that's where we're going. This is definitely probably a not safe for work podcast.
Mm-hmm. Listen with caution at your own risk.
Yes. And yeah, and don't do this. The things we're talking about.
Nope. Definitely not the way to go.
Yeah. So we'll talk a couple of things about things we've heard, like from our, you know, teammates on the street, things like that. And then I'll tell a story or two, some of the things that I've come across. And Yeah.
It'll be fun.
We'll see what happens. So, one of the most astonishing stories, one of our other instructors, it's no longer works for life safety, used to tell when he worked in the city, is he responded to a male's apartment who thought it would be interesting to shove a fish in his rectum.
Huh.
And it was frozen when he went in.
Oh, I was picturing a live fish, so.
Well, when it heated up, it defrosted, and the dorsal fin decided it was going to become more erect. And he got the fish stuck in his rectum.
Oh, no.
With a dorsal fin extract, and he couldn't pull it out. So he definitely called the paramedics, and then they had to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Which the treatment was transport on the patient's side to the hospital as fast as you can. And don't yank on it. And don't push.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was one of my favorite stories of somebody told me. You know, people never cease to amaze me. As soon as I feel like I've seen it all or heard it all, somebody does something different. We had another instructor. He used to talk about having a light bulb, an old incandescent light bulb, was stuck into a woman's vagina by her lover because they enjoyed the sensation of being stretched, the narrowness of the shape of the light bulb.
Huh.
So the full extraction, full inside. And I guess when it went full inside, it created a vacuum because the receiver flexed, I guess, is the only way to say it, and sucked it out of the person's hand.
Oh, God.
So she ended up stuck with a light bulb. In her birth canal. So luckily it wasn't too tight because actually it wasn't in her birth canal. I guess it wasn't a birth canal, but yeah. It didn't break.
It didn't or did?
It did not.
Ugh, so, that's...
Yeah, because if you know, it went to the uterus, things like that, a lot of things would have been bad, right? But
I didn't hear from the instructor, but I've definitely heard a couple of stories of light bulbs in places where they do not belong.
And Yeah. You cannot make yourself brighter by sticking a flashlight in you or a light bulb in you.
Good clarification there.
Yeah. Well, come to find out, flashlight.
Yes.
I was working with a buddy and I was in an ambulance and another buddy sent a picture of us with an old school 4-cell D mag light. The ones we have in the back that we just got rid of.
Huge. Just for those of you who don't, like, we're talking big ol' heavy battery.
Monster flashlight. Very aggressive. And he stopped midway, whatever him and his partner were doing. And he took a picture of the mag light in her and sent it to us. And we actually wrote back, that doesn't go there. I think that was like one of the first pictures I was ever texted.
What a great way to start it off.
On the ambulance, you know. Yeah, it was pretty wild. It's pretty wild. So those are all some of those things, you know, that doesn't go there.
Mm-hmm. Keeping in the theme of electronics, one of the stories that I've heard is batteries being stuck up where they don't belong, especially in
gnarly.
Especially in urethras. That don't stick things up your urethra that don't belong in your urethra. That just, yeah. I don't care what you think. It's not a good idea. I mean, if you choose to look this up, I recommend you don't, because who knows what other suggestions you will get. But if you do, you can see like x-rays of batteries up in people and the stories about afterwards. Like if you leave it up there too long, necrosis and tissue death and then surgery gotten cleaned all that out. And if that's not enough to make you stop, I don't know what will.
Well, I was telling Megan, you know, I mean, yeah, curiosity, right? Things like that's happening. But then, like, how do you get to the hospital and explain that? You
know? Oh, well, of course, I just slipped and fell.
Yeah, I slipped and fell on it. Mm-hmm. Especially a male's urethra. That's not going to work. Or, hey, my dick's turning black. I think it's dying. Can you cut some of it off? Like, that's just not a fun conversation.
No. But yeah. Oh, so also, if you are somebody who enjoys things like this, we're going to see through the lie of I slipped and fell. So don't even bother trying to lie. Just own it. Just own it. Because we can help you better if we know what's happening.
If you get your freak on, get your freak on. Ain't no one trying to judge you. Yeah. At least to your face.
Behind your back, for sure. Yeah, we'll talk about you on a podcast.
Yeah, 100% it's going to happen. You know, I actually heard of somebody walking into a firehouse with a drumstick in their keister.
Hmm.
And they were trying to teach themselves how to enjoy anal sex. And he was using a drumstick. And it got stuck.
Ow.
Yeah. And he actually walked in. He was a neighbor to the firehouse. And he walked the three houses down to the firehouse. And it was a sister house to us, the same battalion.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so they called us immediately and was like, oh, my God. You're not going to believe what happened. So many questions on that one. So many questions.
Mm-hmm.
One I've responded to, we actually got a call to a school.
Oh, no.
And ill female complaining of stomach pain. And the ill female complaining of stomach pain could be anything. And it's – or ill person complaining of stomach pain is just
– so vague.
So vague. And one of the nuisance calls in the industry. So we get to the school. And the principal standing outside, waving us down, and like doing like the cut it sign, like the cross the neck. And we're like, "What's going on?" Because we had our lights on. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Shut off your lights! Shut off your lights! We don't want to, you know, get the kids excited." We're like, "Okay, fair."
Mm-hmm.
So we turn off the lights. We park. We get out, and he goes, "This person that's in our class, our school, is not an employee, but came here for help."
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, like, what's going on here? Are the sheriffs coming? And they're like, we don't know if we need to call the sheriffs. And we're like, well, if she had to leave her house to get help, then we should probably call the sheriffs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, but you should take a look at this first. And we're like, we go on the radio, dispatch, send sheriff's office to our location. We're not looking first.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there, we walk in, and it's a lady who definitely has some sleeping clothes on. It's like an oversized t-shirt, like some loose boxers. Like she just climbed out of bed. Mm-hmm. It's nothing abnormal, except for everything below her belly button is wet.
Oh.
So we're like, did this lady wet herself? Like what's going on here? Right? So I kneel down to talk to her, and I go, hey, my name's Jimmy. What's your name? Mm-hmm. Tells me her name. I start going through my assessment, and I go, what seems to be the problem? She goes, I have a really bad stomach ache. I think of my boyfriend stuck a Coke bottle in my butt.
Oh, no.
And I said, okay, why do you think that? And she goes, so the last time I felt like this, that's what happened. And I said, okay. She's like, do you want to look? And I go, nope, I'm good. Not right now. You're like on a scale of 1 to 10, how uncomfortable are you? Like, how much are you paining? She's like, I'm not in pain, but I'm very uncomfortable. I'm like a 7. Mm-hmm. Like an 8. Because she's not sitting down. She's kind of wiggling, but she doesn't want to sit flat. She's kind of like on her hips, you know? Mm-hmm. You can imagine something's stuck in her butt. Mm-hmm. I go, okay. And I go, so why are you wet? Did you like wet yourself? Things like that. She goes, no, I was trying to get it out. And I was like, okay, what'd you use? And she goes, well, I took one of my old douches out and I put Crisco in it, the cooking oil and water, and I mixed that up and I tried to spray around it and I couldn't get it out. And then I tried to use some kitchen tongs to grab it, but I shoved it up there more. And so that I figured if I kept using the douche, I could squeeze around it and kind of push it out. Huh. She's like, so I'm drenched. And I'm like, so you have like cooking oil and water and that's it? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, okay. And then the cat that I'm with goes, you should take a look. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. Do you want to look? And he's like, nah. He's like, but we should actually take a look to make sure like it's not broken or anything like that. And I'm like, do you think it's broken? And she goes, no, I can feel it all the way up. It's intact. Hmm. And I was like, wow. Okay. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to look. And she's like, it's okay. Throws her boxers off, turns around in this chair in this office, this principal's office, mm-hmm. and puts her hands on the desk and goes, there it is. And it's the bottom of a Coke bottle.
Like a glass.
Like glass Coke bottle. And like the Mexican Coke bottle. Uh-huh. And it's looks like it's winking at me, but not winking at me. I mean, the bike spokes have been broken. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty gnarly. Mm-hmm. And I go, okay, I'm going to put your pants back on and sit down. And she had something else in her vagina.
Oh, in addition to.
In addition to. And they said, hey, what's in your vagina? And she goes, oh, that's how I got out of my house. I told my boyfriend I was walking into the bathroom to insert this toy that he can manipulate. And then I was going to wear it underneath my underwear around the house today. And I was like, okay, is that common? She goes, yeah. Him and his friend like to roofie me, basically, and get me to smoke meth and then roofie me. And then they would do these things to me.
Oh.
And I was like, what the F? And then that's when the ambulance shows up and they had two female, a paramedic and an EMT. Mm-hmm. And I give him the pass down and I go to leave and he goes, hey, you're really nice. Can you stay with me? Mm-hmm. And that's just where this poor lady's upset.
Yeah, you know, would imagine.
Yeah, she can't sit down. She's super uncomfortable. Actually, then asked me to remove the vaginal toy. And I was like, I can't touch you like that, ma'am. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And she goes, okay. And then so in front of God and everybody, she reaches into her... self and pulls that out and it's like okay,
at least that one came out.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, and that's the time the sheriff's there and the sheriff's like, well, where's your boyfriend now? And she's like, he's at his house. I climbed out the window. Oh my. So this poor lady has this Coke bottle in her butt, this remote control dildo in her, and she climbs out of her bathroom window, runs down to the closest phone she can think of is at the school. Mm-hmm. And the school had turned her away on Friday. This is Monday. Oh. So this poor lady has been living with this Coke bottle in herself for about 4 days now.
No.
And her boyfriend, because he doesn't want to get in trouble, doesn't allow her to go to the hospital or get this extracted. So the uncomfortableness of this lady is, you could imagine.
Extreme.
So, and I'm like, nah, you know, I have to go back to the firehouse because I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I don't really want to look at this and be a part of this. I'm pretty upset, you know. And she goes, and my captain goes, that's okay. We'll pick you up at the hospital. And I'm like, you mofo. Like, that's some bullshit, you know. Like,
oh, yes. He did that on purpose.
100% did that on purpose. I wanted to help this lady as much as I could, but I didn't really feel like I had much to offer as far as, like, help.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was just a big guy there. Protective role, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, probably one of the first men who treated her decently.
Sure. And I was like, all right, well, we'll go. And, you know, we get the ambulance in the back with one of the female paramedic, and I go, so you said this has happened to you before. She goes, yeah, this is the third time.
Oh.
I go, wait, the third time? I thought you said it was the second time. She goes, the third time he's done it, the second time it's gotten stuck.
Oh, my God.
And I go, well, how'd you guys get it out the first time? And she goes, I went to the hospital, and then they tried to, since I was impaired, they tried to arrest him
mm-hmm.
for sexual assault. And I was like, cool, the good. And she's like, so when the sheriff was there, he knew her boyfriend. So he was definitely not an upstanding citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually went to go arrest him, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're sitting there, her on her side in the back of the ambulance, she's like, man, I really have to push.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, do what you gotta do. You know, at this point, you know, we can't let you off. We can't pull over. We're about 10 minutes from the hospital. And she's like, super sad, like tears in her eyes, like, you know, super upset. And we're like, let it rip. Do what you gotta do. And she basically she bears down like she's gonna like pass something
mm-hmm.
and ends up farting. And it sounds like somebody blowing through a bottle, the whistle. And I started laughing and I couldn't help myself. And the paramedic goes, was that your butt or your vagina? And the lady goes, that was my butt. That's the only thing I've been able to pass in 3 days. And she starts laughing and crying. She goes, it's really funny, but it hurts.
Oh, we're like,
I'm like, well, here's the good part about it is it came out like 3 millimeters.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
I was like, can you do it again? And maybe you could push it out a little bit more, and then the paramedic can pull it out. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm not pulling that out. I'm not touching that.
Mm-hmm.
And while we kind of laugh about it, it actually goes back in.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
So I've seen it go in and out of her butt about 3 times in the ambulance right at this point. Worst case of hemorrhoids you've ever seen in your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so apparently they took a small drill to the bottom of it, let the air out so it wasn't a vacuum anymore, and then they were able to just pull it out.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that doesn't go there.
No, it does not.
Don't put Coke bottles in you. Don't put fish in you. Mm-hmm. Don't put things in you that that's not supposed to go there.
Yeah.
You know, or at least tie a string to it or something, or tie a handle or something to it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us again on another Life and Safety podcast. Remember, that doesn't go there. If you think it does, it doesn't. And like, subscribe, comment, all the good things, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Life and Safety podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and that you learned something new. If you did, we'd love to hear about it. So drop us a comment, review, or even a like or subscribe, and we'll be totally stoked. If you're looking for more information about Life Safety Associates, you can find us on the web at lifesafety.com and on socials at Life Safety Associates. Stay safe, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Life and Safety with Jimmy Rios.